we're going to do a training today for the idea of surrounding yourself with the right places / spaces. And it's the power of purpose and persistence that gives us a participatory perception. And part of participating in a perception is the space in which we have, and the space in which we hold, which is the divine place, the right place to be in. And the energy in the participation in the perception of where we have activities, our behaviors, whether it's activity we get paid for, work, or activity we don't get paid for, vacation, home, workouts, recreation, etc. We spend a third of our lives in activity that we get paid for, what most people call work. I don't like the word work because work seems very hard to me. I like activity I get paid for. And it's critical that we learn to love what we're doing, even if we don't like or love it at first, or we learn to love what other people don't like or love. And in order to participate in the right place and participate in the right space, we have to understand the power of purpose and persistent in perspective in that consistent, persistent learning process. Because then if we can learn to love what we don't like or don't love at the activity we get paid for, which we spend a third of our life doing, then it has purpose. And guess what? If our purpose is greater than our pain, we will never quit. And it's the lack of commitment that will cause us not to progress or get to where we want to be. When we understand doing what we love and seek progress, not perfection, it brings up a story of mine when I was with Bob Parsons, the CEO and founder of GoDaddy. We were interviewing and he looked at me and he said, "Dave, you know, if you love what you do," and on camera, you can see me roll my eyes and look at him in disappointment that he was going to actually say, "You'll never work a day in your life," but he did. He guided me to surrounding myself with the right places and spaces and taught me the power of purpose and persistence in participating in a perception of the activity I get paid for. Because he said, if you learn to love what you don't like or love, if you learn to love what other people don't like or love consistently every day, persistently in that perspective, life will give you all its cheat codes. It'll make it easy. So now, in the participation, in the persistent perspective of our purpose, we now make life easy, not diseasy. And the key principle of surrounding ourselves with the right places and spaces is the principle of persistence of how and consistent of how we participate in that perspective by finding the light, the love, and the lessons in that perspective. And in order to do so, even if we don't like or love it, we can learn to, if we use gratitude to find the light, the love, and the lessons, and forgiveness to give us ease. Happiness and dedication create the perception of success. We feel as if we are progressing, we are pursuing, and that truly is both biochemically and perceptively a true definition of happiness and success. It's a habit that leads to this euphoric feeling that we call fulfillment. The second thing that we want to do under the power of purpose and participating in persistence is continue to plateau and grow. We want to take things to the next level. In my journey from running the most notable sports agency in the world, Lee Steinberg Sports and Entertainment, to founding a global sports marketing company with Hall of Fame quarterback Warren Moon, I consistently looked at the limitations of the purpose that I was giving or meaning that I was giving, and understanding that my future was directly related to surrounding myself with the right purposes or meaning that allow me to plateau and grow. Everything that we did, both at Lee Steinberg Sports and Entertainment and Sports One Marketing with Warren Moon, had a charitable purpose or cause attached to it. And we aligned it with the biggest events in sports and entertainment and had the highest level of relationships. We created a space in the right place. And so by bringing to the right place the biggest people on the biggest stages, we now can elevate the awareness and escalate or grow the purpose and allow ourselves to aggregate more purpose and persistence in the pursuit of what participation that we want to what perspective we want to participate in. And so in the context of surrounding ourselves with the right places and spaces, we have to do an inventory of the right energy and the right people. The bigger stages and the bigger people give us the greater awareness, a higher frequency. We know that we can only be aware of the frequency that vibrates equal to or less than us. And so understanding the energetic side of places and spaces and surrounding ourselves with that positivity and using a criteria in order to figure out the relativity of the place and the space, to understand the association of the size, scope, and scale of the people in the places, using the biggest entertainment and sporting events in the world, using the greatest billionaires, millionaires, entrepreneurs, celebrities, athletes, and entertainers in order to create a collective energy of the right spaces and places with utilizing this entire space concept. Now, persistence is misunderstood even within the context of purpose or meaning. As I noted, we limit ourselves by the meaning that we give to anything. And that adversely affects our self-image, our imagination, by the meaning that we give things, because then things don't become possible or probable. So persistence is more than just quitting. Persistence is behavioral in its methodology of what we do. Persistence is our ability to understand the simple things to do are unfortunately simple not to do. Although we know it's the mistakes that we made that progress us to where we want to be or better, it's the mistakes or pain that we have that indicates we have a better place to be, a better place to surround ourselves with, a better space to fill. True persistence isn't just trying again and again. It's actually taking it further than just trying it again and again. It's progressing and participating in a perception of that progress. And so people will often tell you, I could have, should have, or would have been stories. But the whole I could have been, would have been, should have been famous if I didn't get hurt, or if I just had this break, or I could have been or should have been a business success if it wasn't for the 2008 crash, is a understanding of punishment in the detours that we take. You see, all of us will experience pain every day. It's whether the pain creates struggle or it creates a punishment, or does pain create an opportunity, an option, a touch of favor? Does it promote, protect, love, and perfect us? None of us are victims. If we think we are, that's just the meaning that we're giving the pain that is always persistent and omnipresent. We need to make a meaning that persistence is more than not just giving up. True persistence is taking it further, utilizing pain to indicate we have a greater purpose, a greater lesson to learn, that we are victors, not victims, and creating a story in the persistence, in that it is not just keep on going on, it's keep on progressing and pursuing on. And that is a key meaning that we have to give not only the pain and the purpose, but also a meaning that we have to give persistence, that persistence is more than just not giving up. Now, in order to do all of these things, in order to utilize the energy in the places and the spaces and taking ourselves to the next level by learning to love what we do and learning to love what we don't do and other people don't do, and tying in a higher purpose to be greater than the pain, and surrounding ourselves with bigger stages and bigger people, and persistent isn't just not giving up, we have to work with the certainty that exists inside of us in order to align it with the certainty outside of us. And so we had to and have to shift our own participation in the perspective. and understanding and taking inventory of our skills, our knowledge, and our desires according to our energetic and genetic inheritance. So let me use one of my greatest loves in my life, which is football. I was born with a very low basement when it came to an energetic and genetic inheritance to play football. My basement, determined by the inventory I took of my skills, my knowledge, and my desire, was much lower than most of the people that played in high school, college, and especially the NFL. And if my objective was one in which the delta, the desire, was not going to take me, I had to make a conscious decision when I was going to utilize my love for football and my skills, knowledge, and desire of football in a different direction other than playing football. Because my dream was to be in the Hall of Fame of the NFL, Pro Football Hall of Fame. But when I graduated college, after realizing I was a below average college football player, although the delta from my basement, the desire and the consistent, persistent pursuit utilizing that desire was tremendous. Even though my delta was bigger than some of the people in the NFL, even maybe some of the people in the Hall of Fame, it was the basement was too low in order to effectuate me even being an average or above average college football player, thus ever playing in the NFL. And when we shift our own participation into perspective, instead of feeling defeated, I transferred my desire and my drive and taking inventory of my skills, knowledge, and desires and realized that I could be a legendary front office executive, a legendary sports agent. I could be a legendary sports media personality. All of those different things, my basement, my skills, my knowledge, and desire were much more aligned and higher than a lot of the Pro Football Hall of Famers that I work with today and participate utilizing the stages and media, front office executives, the financing, the venture and technology that exists within the NFL and other professional sports. The result was that I was able to transfer what I had learned, the desire component of the consistent, persistent pursuit of me being the best football player I could be, into sales, into leadership, into thought leadership, into writing and speaking and coaching, and allowed me to excel to be a millionaire in my 20s, a multimillionaire by the time I was 30, all because of my perspective and shift of perspective in taking certainty or alignment of the certainty that existed within. Because the only certainties that exist in your perspective or participation in the perspective, utilizing surrounding ourselves with the right place, is inside of us. Because the only certainty in the place outside of us is time. The only guarantee God gives us outside of us is that we are allotted 24 hours a day. That is the common denominator of all human experience. If we tell everyone to meet us at 1 p.m. Pacific time at Ike's Love and Sandwiches, and everybody's on time, they will be there at 1 p.m. Pacific time at Ike's Love and Sandwiches. If we told everyone, meet us at Ike's Love and Sandwiches when we're hungry, nobody would be there at the same time. So time is the only certainty that exists outside of us. When we shift our perspective and our purpose and we surround ourselves with the right places, in the context of the right place, is inside of us, in our essence, in alignment of our skills, knowledge, and desires to what's doing well, what's stable, and what we think is doing well, according to our perspective of where we want to be or better, is determined by us in our inventory of our essence, knowing that our skills and knowledge is our basement and our delta is determined by our desire. And if we share a perspective of where that synergistic supplementary to a subject matter, topic, or expertise, whether it be sales, technology, leadership, speaking, coaching, or even playing football, we then can determine in our human experience our possibilities, probabilities, which will determine the perspective that we have. Now, according to surrounding ourselves with the right places by participating in a perception in the right spaces, we have to understand the role, R-O-L-E, the role of accountability within the context of this energetic and genetic inheritance. We control the participation of our perspective and our energy in every situation. And so understanding that we have different stories that we tell ourselves, but we absolutely control three things with the circumstances that exist today. In the role of accountability and energy, in the participation, in the perspective of surrounding ourselves with the right places. If we want to be accountability in all places, we have to look, number one, at what did I do to be responsible for where I am at this place, in this space, and what am I supposed to learn from it? Two, as we discussed previously, what am I doing to participate in this? What am I doing to attract energetically this place that I'm in, this space that I'm in? And then finally, what am I doing, as I previously mentioned, to participate in the perspective of the place and the space, and what am I supposed to learn from it? When we take a role energetically responsive in the pursuit of learning within the context of accountability, things change. So when there's someone that's not living up to their accountability within the context of the activity that I pay for them to do, I may tell them, look, I'm not going to fire you. I'll just stop paying you. And it's amazing, those who persisted in the participation of what they didn't like or didn't love and continued to level up, they got raises. They progressed in the business instead of getting pink slips or PIPs, performance improvement plans. Simply by shifting their accountability in alignment to the objectives that I'm paying for. And so many people will go below the line. Blame, shame, and justification, they'll accelerate in the wrong direction, participate in below the line behavior, and they will not learn. Because in order to learn, you need to ask yourself, what did I do to be responsible? What did I do to attract this? And how am I participating in this perspective in this space or place? Looking within, learning within, projecting outside of us. Which leaves us to the next interference that we have in being in the right place or space, which is, how do we stay present? And how do we dissipate, dissolve, and disappear the interference between where we are, what place we're in, what space we're holding, and where we want to be? And one of the biggest challenges is to enjoy the consistent, persistent pursuit of our potential, to participate in a perception of gratitude instead of being a victim, to be protected, promoted, and loved by finding the light, the love, and the lessons in what other people see as pain or struggle, not an indicator that you have something to learn. And so the idea of being present is understanding not only gratitude to find the light, the love, and the lessons, but also forgiveness for the interference that we've created. When we worry, for example, we have a need to worry about the fast or the past or the future, we are utilizing our ego. When we have a need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, all of these, just like worry, are the ego interfering with where we want to be or better. It's edging goodness out of our life, edging God out of our life, edging gold out of our life, edging growth out of our life. You take the G, put it in, and it's edging it out of your life. We need to have a mindset shift of I am. I am accountable. What am I doing to interfere with it? I am happy. What am I doing to interfere with it? I am worthy. What am I doing to interfere with it? And when we take the position of I am and we shift our mindset to enjoy what we don't like or love, enjoy what other people don't like or love in a consistent manner every day, persistently without quitting, in the pursuit of our potential, our place that we want to be in or better, we then can eliminate or dissipate the interference that we cause of I am, which is being present. It also allows us to avoid the place's problem. We cannot be productive in the activity we get paid for or at quote unquote work while dreaming about there. In the ancient Sanskrit, it talks about one of the rules of being human is that there is no better than here. And that we are promoted, protected, loved, and perfected by the lessons that we learned, and that we can never stop pain. We can never stop the interference that we create, but we can use time to dissipate and dissolve it by spending minutes and moments outside of enjoying our participation and our perspective outside of it. So if we can recognize the instant and obvious reaction to fear, the instant and obvious edging goodness out of our life, the instant and obvious ego, then we can avoid the place that we don't want to be, which is there, because we need to be here. In order to be here, I am here. What am I doing to interfere with it? The thoughts about being there are attaching your emotions to something that's uncertain and circumstantial in its nature, and it's actually dissipating the energy that it takes to get to where you want to be, there or better, because you don't know what you don't know. And within the context of the wisdom that it's going to take, the help that is necessary also is the faith that you don't know what you don't know. Because to avoid the places problem, you have to have faith. Because a lot of times in the pursuit of our potential and participating in the perspective of surrounding ourselves with the right places and spaces, we actually realize that the evidence isn't there that we're going to get there. Or even worse, most of the time, the evidence is contrary to where we want to be there. And so we don't do what we need to do while we're here. We keep interfering with there. And so when we have the faith that although there's no evidence to show how we're going to get there, or the evidence is contrary that we're going to get there or better, that we continue to avoid the place's problem by shortening the distance of resistance, by asking for help, seeking wisdom, and utilizing faith to be fully present in I am in the right place. I am in the right space. What am I doing to interfere with it? And so what we need to do is to create the right place and energy around our life and our business. And so we want to be calm and confident, which takes practice, which creates progress. So we have to have behaviors that create a calm and confident energy. The best way to do this is to take circumstances out of the equation with two tools. One, create non-negotiable behavior that you're willing to commit to behaviors every day according to your sleep, your family, your finance, your faith, studying time, studying relativity, in order to cultivate a practice that makes you more calm and confident, because that's what practice does, is it makes you more calm and confident. And so by shifting our energy and staying in a place of non-negotiable behavior, then it leaves the majority of the day beyond sleep and about 3 or 4 hours of non-negotiable behavior of health, family, faith, finance, relativity, and time. The other 14 or so hours a day of awake time is variant behavior that is circumstantial, which means that we need to learn to prioritize or lead by example. And so when we prioritize by what's important to us according to the circumstances of the day, we've already achieved staying 90% of the day in the right place by the non-negotiable behavior that's non-circumstantial. When we take circumstances into account to stay in the majesty of calmness, in the calm, confident energy, the right space and right place, to lead by example, we need to know what's important to us according to the circumstances of the day, aligning the perception and participation of the meaning of the past in where we want to be without limiting ourselves. We need to demonstrate this and create positive energy by surrounding ourselves in this place and this space. And so when we see how we react to fear and we start to have a need to be angry, upset, frustrated, guilty, resentful, inferior, superior, separate, anxious, frustrated, or worried, our responses are demonstrating, especially as a leader inactivity we get paid for or activity we don't get paid for, a sense of interference, and we are perpetuating an energetic and genetic inheritance of interference that is one in which we do not want to perpetuate in the participation in the legacy that we leave. And so we want to work with happiness to enjoy the consistent, persistent pursuit of our potential by surrounding ourselves in the space and place inside of us and also outside of us by using time as that common denominator. The key to success is not attaching your emotions to happiness. I'll be happy when. So my friend Chris Gardner, who wrote the movie and book Pursuit of Happiness with Will Smith, talks about pursuing happiness. Even biochemically, you do not get serotonin, endorphins, you do not get dopamine or oxytocin when you reach or achieve an outcome. You get it by pursuing the outcome. So it's not pursuing happiness. It's happiness is the pursuit and happiness is the way. That's what the Tao is. The way is having the enjoyment of the consistent, persistent pursuit by surrounding yourself with the right places. And the place that we want to surround ourselves with to create a participation and a perspective is the space within that is our essence, our frequency, that includes our desire to be what we must be by utilizing our skills and knowledge inside of us and utilizing time outside of us to maximize the divine direction, minimize the divine detours, and utilize divine time in the construct of a lifetime or human experience. And so when we want to understand how we illustrate the power of perspective within the right places and spaces, we do not have to control that which is outside of us other than our time within the circumstances of today. And so in the perception of your desires, whether it's buying a Ferrari, which I always dreamed of doing, a lifetime dream, and then the reality was that it wasn't aligned with where I wanted to be or better, that it was actually the antithesis of where I wanted to be or better, and that it did not give me what I wanted, and what we think will bring happiness often doesn't. But it does in the respect that it teaches us a lesson through gratitude and forgiveness to get us to where we want to be or better. So when I realized a Ferrari doesn't make you cool, doesn't bring credibility, and doesn't make girls like you, or that bankruptcy was not punishment but promotion to a better place, a better position, to live within the context of values and have practices and an execution model aligned with where we want to be or better, it is the participation in the perspective that allows us not to lack the commitment to have the desire that we must be what we can be. Another illustration of the power of participating in the perspective of surrounding ourselves in the right space and place is people say all the time there isn't enough time, or it's taking too much time. Of course it is, because behaviors have three characteristics of aggregation, acceleration, and compounding. So it keeps doubling. So I talk about business on average, overnight successes take 17 and a half years. It takes 10 years to get to 25% of where you thought you would be in a lot less time. Then it takes another 5 years to get to 50% of the way. Then it takes another 2.5 years to get to where you thought you would want to be. And usually you thought you would be there in a year. But it's the people that have learned to surround themselves with the right spaces and places and have that participation in the perspective to utilize the aggregation, acceleration, and exponential outcomes that occur by having consistent, persistent enjoyment in the pursuit of where they want to be or better. But it takes time because it aggregates, accelerates, and compounds. So whatever your time frame is, in this case, 17 and a half years, it's going to take half the time to get to 25% of the way there, another half of that time in order to get to 50% of the way there, and another half of that time. You do the math. There is enough time within divine time, divine detours, and divine direction if you learn to love what you don't like or love what other people don't like or love, and enjoy the consistent every day, persistent without quit, pursuit of your potential. things will never happen as fast as you want them to be because of the nature of spaces aggregating, accelerating, compounding. It will never happen as fast, or it will always cost more than you want it to be when you determine the time and not allow for divine direction, divine detours, and divine time to work in your benefit, not to punish you or make you a victim, but to protect you, promote you, love you, and perfect you. Life doesn't fall apart. It comes together. And you need to pay attention and give attention to that enjoyment of the consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential. Make the activities you pay for, quote unquote, work, and your life a masterpiece. Allow for the participation in the perception of purpose at the activity you get paid for, work, and the persistence of that participation in perspective to create the ability to learn to love what you don't like or love and what other people don't like or love every single day, to feel, to think, to believe, to do and say, in fulfillment, in happiness, joy, passion, purpose, and profitability, coinciding and aligning, synergistic with where you want to be or better. Don't wait to be happy. Don't attach the pursuit of happiness. Happiness is the pursuit. Choose happiness now with I am happy. Let's figure out what you're doing to interfere with it. Are you surrounding yourself with the right places and spaces that are helping to accelerate, aggregate, and compound your outcomes in a divine direction and allow for divine time? Choose happiness now. Happiness is not the destination. It is the Tao. Happiness is the way. Surround yourself with the right places. Give yourself the right spaces. Enjoy the consistent, everyday, persistent, without quit pursuit of your potential by participating in a perspective of purpose of learning to love what you don't like or love or other people don't like or love. And life will tell all its secrets. It'll be easy, not dis-easy. That is the power of purpose and the persistence of participating in a perspective of enjoying by surrounding yourself with the right places. Thank you, everyone, for joining. If you'd like to have the exercise or guide of surrounding yourself with the right places by being in the right spaces, mentally, physically, and spiritually, email me, david@dmelcher.com. If you like the exercises, guides, books are free. I'll send it to you, ship it to you, pay for shipping and the book and the guides, exercises. Join our private networking group. Be able to ask us questions every day. Get access to me and my coaching every single day, 949-298-2905. Join our private networking group, david@dmelcher.com. Most importantly, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.